Well, federal government claims that Australia will meet its emissions reduction targets in a canter have been flatly contradicted in a major international assessment of Australia's environmental performance. The Organisation for Economic Cooperation and Development, the OECD, says Australia is not on track to meet its Paris Agreement targets and should consider putting a price on carbon. It also says Australia's performance in protecting wildlife and guarding biodiversity is poor and worsening. It also calls for stronger action to improve water quality in the Murray-Darling Basin and the Great Barrier Reef. The federal government, though, has seized on other more positive notes in the report. David Sparks has been taking a look.
There's good news and bad news in the OECD's third Environmental Performance Review of Australia. Anthony Cox is the OECD's Deputy Environment Director.
Australia is doing well in environmental management, but it does have some challenges. It has huge potential. It has rich biodiversity. It's got good foundations for reform. It's strong economic growth, but there are challenges that it has to meet. So it's a mixed report in that regard.
This is Australia's first review since 2007, so it covers more than a decade. It finds Australia has done well in separating its economic growth from energy and water use, but it's critical of the nation's progress on climate change. Under the Paris Agreement, the government is committed to reducing greenhouse emissions from 2005 levels by 26 to 28% by the year 2030. And in September, Prime Minister Scott Morrison was supremely confident Australia would meet those targets.
Business as usual and technology and the amount of renewable technologies that are already in the system and not being subsidised off into the future means that these targets are a hit. We hit them in a canter.
But that's not how the OECD's Anthony Cox sees it.
Well, based on the evidence that we've been able to assemble, it's clear that Australia will not reach its Paris Agreement commitments under present arrangements. And this is according to the government's own projections that were released last year. It's very clear, just looking at it from the outside, that the policy instability over the last 10 years in climate and energy policy has really hamstrung Australia's ability to meet its Paris Agreement commitments.
The OECD review recommends Australia revises energy taxes and considers putting a price on carbon. It also wants the government to improve standards for fuel quality and vehicle emissions. Today's review also raises concerns about water. It recognises progress made through the 2004 National Water Initiative, which aims to increase efficiency. But it finds water quality is poor in most drainage divisions, including the Great Barrier Reef catchment area and the Murray-Darling Basin.
The review that we've produced highlights the fact that Australia has done very well in setting up many of the frameworks for good water management in Australia. The Murray-Darling Basin Plan certainly provided a good structure for managing the water issues in that area.
How worried are you about water quality on the Great Barrier Reef?
This is a major concern, and the government needs to take steps to improve the water quality in the catchments that feed into the Great Barrier Reef. This should be a major priority going forward.
Federal Environment Minister Melissa Price issued a statement this afternoon welcoming the OECD review, which she says recognises the excellent work Australia is doing to protect the environment. She notes that the report praises achievements in establishing and maintaining reserve areas on land and at sea. The minister also points out that more than $425 million is being spent to protect threatened species. But Associate Professor Peter Christoph from the University of Melbourne describes this review as a brutal assessment.
This is a very critical report for an organisation that is usually pretty measured in the comments that it makes. Australian policymakers should be quite concerned.
The OECD says categorically that Australia is simply not on track to meet its commitments under the Paris Agreement, which contradicts what the government says. First of all, do you agree with the OECD that Australia is on track to miss those targets?
Yes, it's absolutely on the money. The OECD report re-emphasised what others have also been saying, that emissions are projected actually to increase by 2030.
Associate Professor Peter Christoph from the University of Melbourne, David Sparks with that report.